The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The Taxis for Ireland Coalition met with the National Transport Authority's Advisory Committee on Thursday, calling for the government to create a strategy to support taxi drivers up and down the country. They're calling for a dedicated government strategy for taxis as the supply has decreased in nearly every county. And joining me on the line is Adrian Cummins, a member of the Taxis for Ireland Coalition and CEO of the Restaurant Association, and Jim Waldron, spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association. Well, you're both very welcome. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Jim, I'm going to start with you. Tell me, what do taxi drivers want?
Well, they don't want people like the vintners and the restaurants and Uber and Bolt deciding what their future is, because they know that these companies, they're all part of the Taxis for Ireland Coalition. Don't have any interest really in what taxi drivers do. They want to make profits because that's what they're there for. They're there to make profits for their investors and their companies. And I would say most taxi drivers would say if the vintners use the excuse of lack of taxis as a reason for their failures, that's why they're failing. Their businesses are failing because of their own acts and their own charges, what they charge in the evening time, when the drink goes up at 11 o'clock or 10 euro for a pint of Guinness. This is the reason why they're failing. It's not taxi drivers. And there are 10 new taxi drivers every week coming into the system. There's no other business that I know of recruiting 10 new people every week.
Now, Jim, we're going to give Adrian a right to reply to that in just a moment. But I want to ask you, surely the night trade of every county will rely on taxis, so they will have to be part of the conversation. Looking at the figures, the taxi numbers have dropped in every county despite the population going up.
Well, they haven't dropped in every county. They've steadily climbed over the last 4 years since COVID, actually. They may have dropped since 2010, but if you go back to 2000, we've increased by 100%. So you can pick a point of statistics to suit any argument, like, you know. So what I'd be saying is that get taxi drivers in the room with the minister, not the vintners and not the restaurant owners, and we can sit down and discuss the problems, how we solve them.
I did see a letter go to one of the broadsheets during the week, and it was from somebody who came in on a flight from Lisbon. That flight lands quite late at night. They spent an hour in the taxi queue with a lot of tourists to the country, all wondering why they were at the airport, the capital city airport, waiting for a taxi in the rain, whereas taxis were then pulling up, dropping off at departures and leaving. Is there issues happening within the taxi system that the consumers are feeling, that people are feeling on the streets, that could be tweaked and changed?
Can I say to you just how it happened? I was in a meeting this week with the Dublin Airport Authority, and they told us that the average wait for a taxi was just over 4 minutes. Now, that's not a lot of time. Actually, taxi drivers are waiting longer, a lot longer, for people at the airport. So there are pinch points that we have to manage better. And yes, we're willing to challenge them, and we're willing to sit down with the government, but we're not willing to let Taxis for Ireland Coalition, who have no taxi representatives on that committee, represent us. That's what we're not willing to do.
What about organisations then? You mentioned Bolt and Uber. I think a lot of people who have travelled to cities around Europe, perhaps over the summer, will have been using the Uber app, working alongside taxis. Why are you against that coming in here? Would that not solve the supply issue?
Well, no, Uber and Bolt operate in Ireland as well, but they operate under regulated conditions. They're the conditions that we want to stay in place. We don't want the free-for-all, which is what Uber and Bolt ultimately want. And don't kid yourself, that's all they want. They want to make more profits. So it'll end up that only the people who can afford to use a taxi can get a taxi. And that's not what public transport service is all about. Public transport service is about providing a transport system for the public. And it is difficult at times, but we're willing to challenge that and we're willing to discuss that. But we're not willing to go along with this rubbish from Uber and Bolt to promote themselves, to make more profits and do away with a regulated taxi industry.
Well, I want to bring in Adrian Cummins then, CEO of the Restaurant Association and member of the Taxis for Ireland Coalition. Adrian, Jim says this isn't your fight.
Well, good morning. And first of all, I think Jim has missed the point here. It's his customers are our customers. And the unfortunate thing is that our customers cannot find taxis late at night to get home safely from a door-to-door service. And we found through polling that female customers would like to get home safely and securely using taxis as opposed to using buses, because the last half mile is always the issue in terms of getting off a bus stop. And what we want to hear is a grown-up conversation. We don't want to hear don't, and never. We want to hear that, you know, the population of the country has increased. So obviously the taxi population, the taxi numbers must increase accordingly. We need to have a regulated taxi industry, which we've called for. But what we're asking for the government is to put in place a strategy with all players around the table to make sure that we have a proper system in place so that, you know, that tourists that come in from Dublin, that into Dublin Airport, that we don't have that replicated on an ongoing basis. And we have a proper nighttime economy transportation system that our customers would like to get home safely in taxis. And the only way to do that is to increase the supply. And that's what we're trying to achieve here in a grown-up manner. And we'd also like to make sure that we have the proper statistics in terms of what we don't know is how long does taxi drivers drive around. There's very little data on that. Obviously, the revenue commissioners should be brought into the conversation here to make sure that we get accurate data in terms of usage by taxis so that we know exactly what the number of taxis are driving and do we have people that are only using a taxi for one hour a week or whatever it is, so that we have the correct data to make sure that we provide a proper service for the nighttime economy.
So what are you hearing from people at the moment, Adrian?
Well, we're hearing from our customers that late at night they find it very difficult to get taxis home. In rural areas, very difficult to get any public transport whatsoever. And what we've seen here is that the number of taxis has reduced in, across the, I think it's 27 out of 28 25 out of 26 counties. We've seen taxi numbers decline over the last number of years. So there is an issue. We need to have a conversation about it. And we need to be upfront and honest. What type of public transport system do we want for regional, rural, urban Ireland? And the customers are crying out for this. We know that. And all of our data and polling that we've done with customers say they want more taxis and more licences provided.
Well, we'd like to hear from you listening this morning if you've struggled anywhere in the country getting a taxi home, or indeed if you've found the service to work in your favour. I mean, I think it's important sometimes that we put the positive out there as well. You can get in touch, 53106, it'll cost you 30 cents. You can WhatsApp us for free, 087 1400 106. To give you the final say then, Jim Waldron, spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association, there isn't going to be a silver bullet magic wand approach here, but are you interested in coming to the table and having that conversation that Adrian is talking about?
We're always interested in speaking to people, and you know, what we want to do is prevent companies like Uber and Bolt taking over what's known as a good regulated taxi industry. What we want to do is work with the government to provide a better service, absolutely. But we don't want people like Uber and Bolt getting a say in to destroy the industry, which they've done throughout place in Europe and the world. And that's not what we want. We want a public transport service that works, and we're willing to sit down with the government any time, but not willing to let these people speak for us.
Well, Jim Waldron and Adrian Cummins, thank you very much for joining us.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.